Hello, this is Julie Jordan Scott with 5 Minutes of Writing Magic. Today's 5-minute writing was one of my favorite sorts, simply contemplative writing through looking out the window. It's quite simple and also effective, and part of the fun of it is that it is just purposeless, yet oftentimes turns out to be quite interesting. So today I was inspired by a garbage truck. For now, enjoy the reverie of the graceful dancing and figure skating prowess of the garbage truck on Alta Vista Drive. I watch through the leaves of the mulberry tree. The hum of the garbage truck gets closer. Once it is in view, I notice it is a new garbage truck. Its arm works the same as always, reaching out, grasping the green garbage can, lifting it up and over and upside down. Like a figure skater as far as grace and construction, but much more squat and utilitarian. The truck moves along down the street to repeat its movements over and over and over all day long. No wonder it's graceful. We learn and grow and improve through repetition, however tedious and tiresome that may seem. Yesterday, we ended our opening weekend for the one-act festival I'm participating in, and when I left, I was exhausted and thrilled to be done for a few days, and sad, too. I have been away from theater for more than 18 months and didn't necessarily want to return, but I take it all with great seriousness and love. When I leave the stage, it is with the awarenesses that I may not return. I get frustrated with the tediousness as well, but I also know, as I said to Lee yesterday, I really know my lines and I know them well, and now that I trust this to be true, it is amazing how fluid and fun it is. I wonder if the garbage truck driver believes it to be fluid and fun to grab and lift yet another trash can. When I was a little girl, I used to be afraid of the swarms of men who would leap off the trash truck and rush up the hill to fetch the 3 or 4 garbage cans that lived alongside our house on the north side, metal cans that seemed huge to a preschooler. I vaguely recall loud clanking lids. Our window in the corner of our living room and a favorite place to play was on the inside of where the trash cans waited outside our side door. The house was elevated so that the first floor windows were at the perfect height, so that the trash men would appear as strange, disembodied, floating heads early on Monday mornings, right beside where I would be playing alone or with John after our older siblings left for school. I am sure I probably got very emotional and loud and was probably an amusement to the trash collectors when I screamed in fright when their disembodied heads suddenly appeared right at my window unexpectedly, even though it happened every week the same way. It is a marvel, and sort of sad, that those 3 or 4 men are now replaced by one person driving the truck, using the mechanical arm that does a marvelous interpretation of a figure skater. Only now, in taking the time to write for 5 minutes about it, my views have shifted and changed and morphed and appreciate the renewed view, the metaphors, and the warm-up of language this practice brings. Thank you for listening. And I look forward to being with you again for another installation of 5 Minutes of Writing Magic.